While state Supreme Court justices in New York can't serve past the age of 76, they actually need a special dispensation from the state's top judge, Janet DeFiore, to continue serving once they reach 70 years old, which is the age limit enshrined in the state constitution. And this year, with the state court system facing the same budget crunch as the other branches in New York, DeFiore appears to be cutting costs by denying almost every request from septuagenarian state Supreme Court justices interested in staying on the bench, a move that could generate about $55 million in savings over 2 years, according to the state's Office of Court Administration. The move has since been challenged in court by five judges who are set to lose their jobs in 2021, according to the Queen's Daily Eagle. The lawsuit argues that the decision to deny the recertifications was arbitrary and will exacerbate an existing backlog of cases at the Supreme Court level in New York. In light of this lawsuit, we're going to revisit our conversation about this issue from the end of October with Charles Merrill, a state Supreme Court justice in Lewis County, who serves as the president of the Association of Justices on the Supreme Court of the State of New York, which is continuing to consider its own legal challenge. So can you describe the traditional process that state Supreme Court justices who are 70 or older go through in order to retain their posts?
Well, the process, Dave, is that each judge, once you hit the age of 70, that's the retirement age. However, pursuant to the Constitution and also statutorily, Supreme Court justices may serve until the age of 76, provided that every 2 years they must pass a physical and mental examinations to prove that they have the ability to continue in their role as a Supreme Court justice.
What does that mental exam consist of?
Well, Dave, at this point, I'm not at that age, so I can't tell you. I haven't had to take that examination.
And,
so,
well, and what is the chief judge's role then in authorizing, I guess, those waivers every 2 years?
Well, the chief judge's role is it goes before an administrative board that is comprised of the chief judge and the four presiding justices of the appellate division, the four departments. And it's their discretion to determine whether or not that there is a need for that judge to continue and that that judge is qualified to continue.
And how does that administrative board typically consider these requests and that they're getting from judges who are over the age of 70?
Usually, the certifications are granted unless they're not every certification application is granted, and it all depends upon the need in the area, that judge's ability to move the cases along and to oversee the cases and continue.
And how has the board approached the request for certification this year?
Well, the board this year, there were 49 applications for certification or recertification. And of those 49, three were accepted, 46 were denied.
And did they give a rationale for the denials, or do they, I guess, obfuscate their motives?
Well, the only rationale that the association has seen is that in anticipation of having to cut the judiciary's budget this year of 10%, although I'm not sure that that's been directed at this time.
The Office of Court Administration has said that denying these certifications will be multi-million dollars worth of savings. Do they then make the connection that that's why they're doing it, or do they leave it much more ambiguous than that?
With the it's our understanding is that the with the state budget expected deficit that the we were informed that the Office of Court Administration would have to cut the budget 10%, which would be approximately $300 million, and that each certification, because it is a salary for the judge being certified or certificated and or recertificated, the judge's law clerk and the judge's law secretary or secretary, and that each certification for over a 2-year period is anywhere from $1.2 to $1.4 million.
We're discussing a potential legal challenge to a cost-saving measure by the state's Office of Court Administration, which denied 46 of 49 requests from septuagenarian state Supreme Court justices hoping to stay on the bench. Our guest is State Supreme Court Justice Charles Merrill, president of the association representing the justices. From your perspective, as you look at the list of judges who have been denied that certification, what will that mean for the areas that they serve? Will they have enough judges serving those areas, or will there be a shortfall?
Well, I believe there's going to be some type of shortfall, or just for the fact that we've had with the health crisis and the pandemic, that there's going to be a resurgence of cases coming up, and that these 46 justices who are being denied certification or recertification, the group of them handle anywhere close to 20 to 21,000 cases per year.
So from your perspective, there's the demand to have these judges on the bench then?
Yes. Yes, there is without question a demand for that. And there's been a number, not only the state association, but the City Association of Supreme Court Justices, and also a number of people in the legislature have voiced their concerns, and also the bar associations as well.
The Queen's Daily Eagle reported earlier this month that your association recently reached out to the 46 judges affected by this policy to see if they're interested in a legal challenge to overturn the certification decisions. What has been that response so far, and what is the status of a potential legal challenge?
Well, the association is in discussions with the 46 justices affected, and at this point, I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
If you were to bring a legal challenge, would it have to happen prior to December 31st, when these judges would be out of a job?
That's a very good question, and I just have to choose not to answer it.
So I guess then, maybe just from a legal perspective, how would something like this work? I mean, what is the gist of the argument as to why DeFiore would have to reverse her earlier decision?
Again, Dave, you're asking me to comment on what may be pending litigation, and I just can't respond to that.
Why is that?
Well, as a judge, I can't discuss any current or pending litigation. So with that, I can say that the association is supportive of our brethren judges and the 46 that have been haven't been certificated, and that we feel that it is in the state's best interest and in the people of the state's best interest for them to be reconsidered for certification instead of just in one fell order and not give them better consideration for their abilities and work on the bench.
Pardon me if I'm not familiar with, you know, all the intricacies of state laws, but is there something that forbids you from, you know, just commenting on a potential lawsuit that you guys might be party to?
Yes, with judicial ethics and so forth, I cannot comment on any current or pending lawsuits.
Even though you wouldn't be the one deciding the lawsuit?
That's correct.
Okay. So
that's correct.
Regarding the retirement age, then, more generally, do you think it's appropriate to make judges retire when they reach a certain age, even if they still have part of a term to fill out?
Well, the interesting thing is that the retirement age that was set at the age of 70 was done in the late 1800s, when healthcare wasn't as good as it is now. and people are living longer. I believe in the late 1800s, the average age was mid to late 40s, and now the average age is more mid to late 80s. So for a life expectancy.
If state Supreme Court justices serve terms that were shorter than 14 years, say half that long or whatever, do you think there would be less of a demand for an age limit, considering voters would get to weigh in more frequently on a judge and their ability to serve?
That certainly could happen, and that the voters would have the right to weigh in. And such that if they feel that the purpose of the length of terms that judges have is that so that the judges do not have to be concerned all the time of what type of decision and how that will affect their ability to be reelected.
When you think about your career, do you ever think about staying on the bench into your 70s and beyond?
I have considered it, yes, and because I love my job. I enjoy the work that I do, and if I'm able to continue to do that, I certainly would consider it. I've been very lucky in that I have had the opportunity to sit on many levels of trial courts, anywhere from a town justice court, the county court, surrogates court, family court, and Supreme Court.
Well, we've been speaking with Charles Merrill. He is a state Supreme Court justice in Lewis County who serves as president of the Association of Justices of the Supreme Court of the state of New York. Judge, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.